How can you have positive implementers? The team implementers must be people who know how to get things done. In choosing implementers for management teams, it is important to choose people who have street credibility within the organization. For example, George Duncanson, the chief executive of British Airways, wanted to introduce top-quality management to his British Airways workshops. In choosing a new management team for his workshops, he chose a team of engineers instead of managers, as they would receive the respect of the engineers working in the workshops. Although the strategy of total quality management came from Duncanson himself, he used his implementer team of engineers to deliver the results. Top management teams are only as good as their implementers, and the best implementers are those with specific know-how in the relevant fields and not those with general know-how of management practices. How can you ensure that your people do positive work? One way to ensure positive work is to involve all levels of workers in the organization in the decision-making process. Asking for suggestions from staff of all levels leads to a staff which are inspired to want to do excellent work. Workers should feel a sense of ownership, responsibility, and loyalty to the company's performance. An implementation team should coordinate people's suggestions in four categories known as the four P's. These are products, people skills, practices, and packaging. Our eighth stage in achieving positive leadership is to build a positive reputation for the company. The reputation is not only important to the company in pleasing consumers, but it is also necessary to give the workers a sense of pride in where they work and who they work for. A good reputation is built up not only by concentrating on the quality of the product, but also by implementing good personnel policy, good environmental policy, and by having a sense of public duty. Rank Xerox, for example, encouraged their staff in the U.S. to set up community involvement teams. Programs undertaken by these teams have carried out a range of activities since 1971, when the project was started. Programs included the training of handicapped students in computer literacy, a traffic safety clinic for children living in inner cities, a fundraising drive to build a shelter for homeless people, and technical education courses for kids from disadvantaged backgrounds, to name but a few. Such programs carried out by firms have what is called a win-win effect, in that both the company and the community benefits. Marion Whipple, a Rank Xerox manager, was quoted as saying, "Of course we get some PR out of these programs, but that's not our primary intent. We recognize that we have a social responsibility as well as a business responsibility." A positive reputation for many firms nowadays can be gained by taking better care of the environment. Greener products are increasing in demand, and companies who have a reputation for pollution and waste will not gain much respect from their consumers or their workers. A good leader in industry or commerce can no longer ignore environmental concerns, and those who do continue to ignore such issues will find that their reputation, as well as the quality of the work coming from employees, will suffer.